let me ask you about yoga. How did that come into your life?
Oh, so I was an accountant. This is going way back. So I graduated WVU with my degree in accounting.
You don't seem like an accountant. Can I say that without that sounding insulting?
Absolutely.
You look too joyous. You look too happy.
I was a damn fine accountant.
I bet you were.
But creatively, I was dying a little bit inside in my office every single day doing the same thing, pushing papers, you know, counting numbers. It was not for me. So I always thought that I would be the accountant by day and yoga teacher by night. So I've been practicing yoga really my whole life. I didn't realize that it was called yoga or meditation until later on in my teen years. I was either watching something on TV or read something in a book, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's people out there like me. I'm not just weird. And so I've been doing yoga on and off my whole life. But I really got into it. I've been practicing pretty steadily for the past, you know, 10, 15 years now. I've been teaching for about six years. And it's just something that made such an impact on my life. It made me react instead of react to people and situations. And I decided that this is something I wanted to share with people. I'm certainly not trying to retire on my yoga millions, but I do love sharing the joy of yoga and watching my students have breakthroughs, whether it's a physical practice, something that they learned how to do, and they're just overwhelmed with joy, or to hear them come in and say, you know, this has really helped me calm down and I can focus a lot more, or whatever their story is. It's always fun to see their improvements and see how it affects their lives.
I've done a series of blog posts, which I've titled Mind-Body Connection, and of which this will probably go under. If I were to say to you, mind-body connection, what does that mean to you?
Ooh, mind-body connection. Well, I'm a big believer that it is always connected. And that a lot of our physical pain that it manifests in our physical body because our emotional body has been disturbed for a while. And I think mind over matter a lot with we can control what happens in our body just by our mindset. So if we can take some time to do some things every day that get us calmed down, that helps our nervous system go into parasympathetic nervous system, which is where our healing happens. If we can slow down and take time and be joyous, then everything will start to operate a little bit better. But it's also interconnected. It's the same thing whenever I touch someone on their foot on my table and they say, I felt that in my head. They're so confused as to why they felt that in their head if I touched them on their foot. It's because it's all connected. That's awesome.
Well, let me ask you about meditation. How do you practice? What is it that you practice?
My meditation practice isn't necessarily a seated practice on my meditation cushion with eyes closed and incense burning every single day. Some days my meditation practice just includes having my Zen kitty on my lap and just petting him while he purrs away for 5 or 10 minutes. And other days it is sitting on my meditation cushion with my eyes closed. I work on alternate nostril breathing just to kind of balance the left and the right hemispheres of my brain, kind of get my nervous system to slow down. And then I will just focus on maybe a simple mantra. It can be anything. People have been given mantras before by their teachers, or there could be just a specific mantra of like the Ganesha mantra, for instance, was breaking through obstacles. So it depends on what I'm working with at the time, but a little bit of mantra work, a little bit of breath work, and a little bit of just, well, as much stillness as I can maintain. I try to think about, and the way I explain it to my students is, when you find the space between the thoughts, there's this little space, and if you can make that space bigger and bigger and bigger, each time you find that space, stay in that space as long as you can, because that's where the real work's at, and that's where the real benefit comes from.
You used the term juicing back when I was a wild college student. That had a different meaning. Juicing. Explain that.
Juicing. Some people say it's the lifeblood of the plant. I don't necessarily buy into that, but I think it's highly beneficial for us. Instead of chewing through all that fiber, and yes, it does have its importance, instead of chewing through all that fiber, you're actually taking the nutrients straight from the vegetables or fruit, and you're putting them directly into your bloodstream. Because when you drink juice, freshly made juice, not the store-bought kind that has preservatives and added sugars, etc., but when you juice it yourself and you drink it immediately, you're actually putting all of the nutrients, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and every bit of the goodness that all those fruits and veggies have to offer. You're drinking it, it's going into your stomach, which is going immediately into your bloodstream. So it's almost like an IV tap from your garden into your body.
And what are the benefits? Is that too obvious a question? What are the benefits of juicing then?
The benefits of juicing is, yes, it is an obvious answer, but honestly, it's a complicated answer because, you know, we don't get enough nutrients in a day. I can't eat as much as I'm supposed to eat in a day. So what helps me is to juice, but I also eat. A lot of people want to think about juicing as a way to lose weight or to not eat. And they ask me that. I get asked that question every single juicing seminar that I give. And every time I tell them, I juice and I eat. Because if I just juice, in a couple hours, I'm going to be hungry again anyways. So I like to juice and get a little protein in there also. But that's what works for me.
All right. Well, it's a delight. And, you know, keep in touch. And I follow you on Facebook and stuff.
Of course.
Lovely. Okay.
Thank you. I'm honored. I really am.
Share it with the world and we'll blow up social media here.
Sounds perfect. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.